Notice this, like, without even thinking about it, we will, like, consume more things with vitamin D in them when wintertime comes. It just happens. We're going through milk like it's nothing, dude. We're
Salmon?
Really good for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's very primal of you guys.
We're a little primal out here. We get, yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of...
I had, like, 7 chocolate chip cookies just
okay,
today.
Okay, you're balancing it out.
Pretty well, I'm pretty sure that's mostly vitamin D.
That's vitamin D,
right?
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's the healthiest thing you could possibly...
Oh, yeah.
And vitamin... That's
the best
vitamin C cookies. Yeah, cookies.
Getting those macros. Every
right.
He's dirty bulking.
Yeah.
Actually.
I think you guys should get into another song right now.
All right, let's do it.
What is it called?
Oh, what is this? Are we Worlds Apart? This one is called Worlds Apart.
Thank you.
Bam.
Bam.
We saw some of those high jumps.
Stellar.
Oh, those are those are mid jumps.
Oh, okay.
Mid.
I like that guitar tone that you've got going on. Very, yeah, like, spacey.
What's your pedals? What do you got?
Things going on.
All right, so, like, my favorite.
Gritty, yeah.
My favorite ever is the Strymon El Capistan Delay. I love that. It just fills out the space. And then I got an old Arena Reverb that I got, like, 10 years ago. It's also awesome. A Blues Driver. An MXR Bass Envelope Filter that I actually use as a boost. Yeah, no, Matt's actually gave me that one. He didn't like it, so... Yeah. Wah pedal, and that's just a tuner and a volume pedal. That's it.
Gotta have the wah. Gotta.
Yeah, always love the wah.
Love
pedal.
The wah. Nice, you guys. I'm curious about how you got into music. You know, how did you begin? What did you start playing? You know, if you had somebody inspire you to begin or somebody that supported you through your journey, why don't you tell us about it?
Well, I can speak for both Marcus and I think, in terms of the band anyways. So when I'll start with my own backstory before I met Marcus. I started playing bass and cello at the same time when I was about 10 years old. My grandfather gave me this old 70s Gibson bass, and I was a really small kid, so it was like, it was massive. I could barely fit my arm around it to play it, and I could like maybe span like 3 frets at a time. But I fell in love with it and cello at the same time, and I was actually I started playing in the orchestra in 5th grade, and just that also made me fall deeper in love with it because I had really great teachers. Music education is major, huge, very important. I think it is almost just instrumental, no pun intended, for kids to be exposed to that kind of thing and to have really great music education in schools. I think that that is something that is understated. Because it practically got me through school. I did not care otherwise. So shout out to Ms. Sasano. I love her. Marcus and I's orchestra teacher through high school. Marcus and I met in high school, and we met in the orchestra. And then we formed a band. He was playing electric mandolin also, because it's tuned the same as a violin.
Cool.
Yeah, Marcus is cool. You're gonna figure that out as we go on here. But hey,
my man, you're cool.
I got the microphone, so I can say whatever I want. Aiden, we have an ongoing joke where since he's behind the drum kit all the time, and I'm standing up on stage in front of the microphone usually, I make stuff up about him, and he cannot deny it.
I have a microphone this time, though.
Yeah, he does, so I'm not doing it now. But
does this hurt, like, the group dynamic at all?
Oh, no, it expands upon it.
I would say Michael Jackson got me into it originally. I was a small baby. I was a small baby, which is another crazy statement, but my dad used to put him on for dance, you know, dance hour, little kids, you know. And I would groove, and my dad saw that I had the rhythm at the ripe age of 1 year old or something. So got me a drum set, like, pretty early, little thing, and
at
started playing.
At 2 years old?
At 2 years old, yes. And then 3 years old, I was playing Foo Fighters and stuff. So, and then my dad, primarily and really only, you know, got me into playing all sorts of stuff. He plays piano, so I learned from him some piano and here and there, and major only into top tier inspiration for sure, you know. Yeah.
So it was easy for you to be cool because your dad was cool.
Yeah. I just stood in his shadow. He's like 9 feet tall, so I just like just hung out in his shadow and, you know, basked in a little of that light. but yeah, that's where it all started for me.
Sweet.
Yeah, and for me, I have a similar story to Aiden. I started playing drums at 2 years old as well. For my dad,
I didn't know that.
Tiny little drum set. And yeah, my dad's a professional musician too. He plays bass. writes a lot of songs, does singing, all that, went to Berkeley. So I always had music in my life somewhere, whether it's, you know, access to the drums or the piano or guitar, just kind of noodled around on all of it. But I didn't take music seriously until middle school, when I started playing violin. And I actually fell in love with violin from video game soundtrack, believe it or not. Like,
we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Exposure, yeah.
Like,
what video game?
It was SimCity 4. they just had
crazy.
Some really, really good music on that track. And you find that a lot with, like, video game mm-hmm. music.
Yeah, video
the
games.
Writing is amazing sometimes, you know? So, yeah, that's inspirational. And, yeah, it just morphed into me playing violin to mandolin because I was like, I kind of like the sound of guitar a little bit, so I'm going to go throw the electric one. And then at some point I was just like, you know what? I'm just a guitarist, whatever. So, yeah, here I am.
Real question. Do you fiddle?
I did. One of my early inspirations was actually Irish fiddle music.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
So I was playing that at the same time as I was learning all the cool European orchestral stuff. So. Oh. Well, I think the only difference is that one has had a little bit more beer spilled on it through its lifetime. So.
That's cute.
Difference between a fiddle and a violin, and Marcus is like, face
palm. Yeah, I got stuck with that question a lot as a violin maker.
Well, that was always one of my dreams. I've never touched a violin, but for some reason in my head, it's like a life goal to like fiddle intensely.
Yeah.
Go
for
why.
It. Why not?
I'm not sure why.
Fiddle is a lifestyle. It's not.
The fiddle chooses.
Yes. Fiddle's
a mindset. Yes. Mm-hmm. The fiddle chooses.
Awesome. Why don't you not fiddle to jamble on your next song with
jamble.
Us?
Jamble. All right, well, we will jamble for you.
Thanks.
start with you, Dreamwalker?
Yeah. This is called Dreamwalker.
topic. I just want to make sure, is my mic working in there? All right, sweet. I wanted to ask you guys, how do you think the Burlington scene has kind of impacted your own music? Because obviously we have some great music here.
Also, where are you from?
Yeah, where are you guys from?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we are from Massachusetts, Matt and I. And Aiden is from Vermont.
I am. I'm from Fairfax. Born in UVM. Medical Center. Not school. Medical Center. I don't know. I guess I see the way that we fit, at least in Burlington. There's a lot of jam band music in Burlington, as I'm sure you know. Mm-hmm. So there leaves a big old pocket for kind of anything that's not. with all the respect in the world, you know. So we love them. But trying to find them, yep. Trying to find kind of a new little niche for funk and rock and like prog to kind of come together in a new way, you know. Totally. I'd say that's just my take.
Definitely get all those vibes for sure. Like you can tell.
We've found a lot of acceptance for it. Like people are really responding to it very well. People like the energy. They like the stage presence. We get people grooving. Yeah, I think there's a connection that forms when you're really earnest with your music and people really feel it. And I think we've experienced that.
Yeah, and if you like pay attention to our Instagram at all, Matt and I are going out to shows all the time just to see local music and support local musicians. And it's really lucky that we're in this community, that we get to share it with so many other wonderful musicians that, you know, we can put together a show and give the listeners like a real journey depending on, you know, what bands we decide to play with, throw together, and that's awesome.
Totally. Do you guys have like a dream bill or like what has been your favorite experience at any live venue in Vermont?
Yeah, we've played a couple dream bills already.
Yeah.
I mean, man. Yeah, we played with Remy Russin.
Yeah, that was awesome.
At Foam Brewers, and that was on the 10th this about a week ago. And that was a show, let me tell you. Remy is awesome. We love their sound. We've always loved their sound for a very long time as just spectators. We were like, meh, we got to get Remy on a bill. Because we pick people that we want to hear. You know, we're fans. You know, we're fans of music, not just musicians. And we go to shows, like Marcus was saying, and we are always looking for new favorites, old favorites. We're going out all the time, and Remy was one of them. We played with Fossil Record this past Thursday. Good band. I know they've been on here before, deservedly, if that's a word.
Or front and center most of the time.
Why friends. Oh, yeah, no, Marcus and I are always, like, right up in the pit, mm-hmm. grooving, bobbing our heads, dancing, having a beautiful old time. There's a lot of really, really amazing talent in this little microcosm that we have here that have come and gone. There's bands that we used to see that moved on to other things, too. And I mean, Marcus and I have been here for a while, I think maybe 6-7 years by now. Nine for Marcus, yeah. I came late, but yeah, really, really happy to find our spot within that.
Really fortunate. Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to do one more thing. We started a new segment on our Instagram. Every Friday, we have Shout Out Fridays. We started this thing where we just, whenever we're feeling, you know, full to the brim of love for the music scene, we do a local shout out every Friday, and we pick a band that we're thinking of in the moment, and we shout them out. And, we want to spread that positivity around, so that is one of our goals for this year, is to keep going on that and just to shout out as many bands that we love as possible.
That's awesome.
That's what we need on social media.
That's for real.
Spread some gratitude. Fill some buckets, yeah.
Would you guys consider yourselves jam, though?
Well, no, I wouldn't necessarily consider us jam. We do jam a lot, just randomly, and sometimes we'll like bust into a jam in the middle of a set just because we're feeling it after like a certain song that just kind of lends itself to it. But we don't just like sit there and jam for like 10 minutes. Usually, like live, it's more of a we'll do that in the rehearsal space. But
right.
We'll toss out a jam once in a while.
It's a writing process.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you go.
I have another Vermont question. I also like to it's a funny one, I like to say this one every exposure, but since we're in Vermont, what is the Ben & Jerry's flavor that describes your band? I know, it's...
That's a good one.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I'm going to have a hard time answering that without just thinking of my favorite one, which, like, I don't even know the names of them, I just like the ones with the peanut butter cups in them. I'm a guy that like
Moose Tracks.
Maybe is that what they call it?
I don't know.
Whatever is the one that has the most like chocolate in it? That one. That's the one.
Like the lava one that has like the core and like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Hell yes.
Heck.
No, that's okay. You can say that. That's not a. They say that on TV now. It's okay.
Wait. I'm so lost right now. Am I going to get in trouble with the FCC? Oh, fuck. Oh, uh-oh.
I love the raspberry sorbet.
Yeah, no. What is it?
The raspberry sorbet. Oh, that's how I feel.
Ooh, sorbet, okay.
Yeah, I see that for you guys. Yeah. It's a little bit of, it's like electric, that raspberry sorbet.
It zings you right in the mouth.
Zings
you.
Oh,
yeah. Hey.
Bring back zing.
I love it.
Should we zing you right in the mouth again? Marcus, thanks for that segue.
You should definitely zing somebody.
How much time we got?
Yeah.
What time is it at this moment?
It's 7:30.
7:24. Almost, yeah.
How many?
We're about 20, 25 minutes.
All right.
You
well
know, we can push it to 30 if necessary. Here's the thing. I like you guys a lot. You know,
hey.
It's fun. And yeah, I think we should squeeze in as much as we can here. Why don't you play us another one? We'll see how far we can get.
Yeah, we'll skip around the set list a little bit. Play our favorites.
Let's say we can get at least. I'd say let's get three in. Three more.
Oh,
in.
Yeah, alright, no problem.
Yeah.
Laura, do you want to do that? I was thinking
Chill the Bounce.
Yeah.
We're blitzing it now.
We're going to blitz it.
According to the
The third the thrashinest one we have.
Dang. I had a question for you. Where did you get the name Rose Asteroid for your band?
Oh.
Marcus is hype about this.
Yeah, so we had been struggling for a really long time trying to figure out a name for this band. It like spent years just thinking about it. And there's this one day we were on Church Street, and a person walked by, and they said, oh, they don't have any change to give us because we were performing out there just busking. But they did have a rose and a calendula, which later on we just like looking up flowers, so we found out that it's a member of the asteroid family. And we brought them home. We didn't think anything of it for like 2 weeks until we like looked. I was like, wait a minute. Rose Asteroid, that's kind of cool. And I felt like it kind of described our music in a certain way, just like the meeting of beauty and nature and lightness with this intensity. Like the thorns on the rose and the rock of the asteroid. And our band logo actually is an astrological symbol. It's a restylized version of the symbol for the asteroid Flora 8, which is named after the goddess of nature and fertility.
That is awesome.
That is
a really good story.
And did you know calendula actually has a lot of, you know, benefits too? People make teas out of it and all this cool stuff. It's really good for you.
Oh yeah, they're sweet.
Good for the soul.
I love flowers.
I love it.
Say it again.
Hey. Nice.
Say it again.
I love flowers.
I love flowers. Next album title? What?
Well, I don't know, maybe. I mean, we were thinking, so we describe ourselves as alternafunk space rock. That's our genre. We made that. That's us.
I totally guessed.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured you guys like would like peg us right on that head there, where it's like, oh, yeah, of course, alternafunk space rock. So, yeah, we might name the album that when we get into recording. Hey, surprise, surprise, we don't have anything out. Sorry.
We have one on YouTube.
We have one on YouTube, that's true.
Yeah, you have to come see us live. That's the only way to hear our music at the moment. But if you are a recording artist and you could help record us, that would be amazing to hear from you. So, yeah, please shoot us a message on our Rose Asteroid Instagram.
We're ready.
They book you guys. They get the recording.
Just saying y'all like to let them come to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we just kind of sit and do nothing. And just wait for people to do things for us all the time. That's our MO. That's what we do.
Laura?
Should we hear another song?
I think they're discussing what song they want to hear next.
Lost Dream, Laura?
How are you guys' days going?
Really great.
Really great. I keep thinking it's Thursday. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I'm going to see Blade tomorrow in Montreal.
Are you serious? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about it. It'll be fun. Little Swedish rap electronic stuff. Yeah.
I'm Swedish. I'm listening.
Do you listen to Blade?
No.
Good, don't.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't like it?
I'm going to the concert. Why am I saying
that? Wait, hold on a second. Are you a poser, do you?
No, I'm not a poser.
How are you getting there? You have a car?
Friend driving. Yeah.
He's got connects.
We didn't have to talk about that right now.
He's got the connects. I see
it's all good.
Yeah. He knows. He'll get there.
Network?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll be there. Somehow.
Find these people on, like, LinkedIn and shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, put one in the jar.
FCC doesn't agree with this, and neither do we. Sorry from WRU.
You are reprimanded.
I do this too much in every exposure.
Okay, well, we should hear another one. Zing us.
By all means.
This one's called Laura. Thank you.
spaced out, no pun intended.
Good.
It's been a long week.
Yeah.
I don't care. As
we did heal. We didn't even have classes on Monday.
Oh, man. Our second day. It has been a long day.
It's been a long
week. I have like Tuesday, Thursday classes, like everything locked. Like I didn't even plan on it. It just happened that way.
Today's Wednesday, so you should.
I know. I'm losing my mind.
Good.
Do you guys?
All of us.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true. Do you guys count when you're playing? Like if you got like a complex rhythm, are you guys counters? Are you more feelers? How do you know?
I mean, Aiden. Well, yeah. As the drummer, I mean, I have to hold it down, like just the tempo being steady, which is a challenge. But no, a lot of our songs are like sections. Like we have like A B, and then a C, and you know. And some of them, that song is a bunch of sections, you know, all the way through. So we just run through it a bunch of times and organize it. And then a lot of the cueing is kind of all of us together. But I think the drums are important in cueing a lot of those changes, like as far as rhythm and tempo and time is concerned a lot of the time. But yeah, so not really counting in the traditional sense, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I also wanted to say that we do kind of employ some interesting time signatures sometimes, but I think our goal with using them is actually to make things still flow as naturally as possible. So, like, you don't really have to count to stay in. It's just still feels fine, like, right. To dance to and to move to and everything. Yeah, and that's sometimes a challenge, but it's really sweet when it comes through.
That's actually such a good way to put it.
Yeah, you gotta feel it.
At that point, it's like an exercise, which is it has its value. Like when you get into like math rock and stuff, where people are just switching time signatures that I don't even know what they are. That stuff is like beyond me as a musician. I don't understand it. I mean, I understand it, but I can't do it. But I always think back like to Dave Brubeck, Take Five. If you know that one or if you don't know that one, look it up. That one is a great example of an odd time signature that feels right. It just flows like you're listening to 4-4. There's just no tripping on that. Dave Brubeck, Take Five. And that's what we try to do if we ever jump into weird time signatures.
Yep.
Cool. Well, I think we got time for one more. I think you gotta hit us with something good.
Okay, all right. Well, how about this? We end this one, we end every set with a song that I sing and play bass at the same time on. So I'm going to do that now. This is the only one, because I usually like to just lose myself behind the bass and focus on that and jump around the stage and stuff, but this one isn't so hard. I think so. Is it mixed good, all good? Yeah? Hey, you know what? We just do things on the fly. Works for me. I trust her. Let's go. City view, jump from grace to chase the dream of a professional wannabe, intertwined between the lines, incompletion's a friend of mine, of the last I've not surpassed, captivated by the shadow cast, keep holding the life in your soul as it blows in.
sand. Let the place be on. Try to find where you belong. Why attach to make a match? There's other ways to break the latch. Keep up with the light in your soul as it flows sand. Stay true, your home is in you, you have chosen. Open your eyes, show me where you used to go. Capitalize, tell me what it is you know. Oh. Open your eyes, tell me what it is you know. Whoa. Capitalize, tell me what it is you know.
Exposure.
Killed it.
Killed it.
Thank you very much for having us. This was a blessing.
Yeah, you guys actually rocked. This is our first exposure of the semester, so you guys really opened it up with a bang. They're going to be following in your shadow now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
You guys rock.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Follow us on Instagram. Here's the plug.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we got.
What's
we
your
got
Instagram?
Our Instagram is Rose Asteroid, because we were first. Put the flag down.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, yep. You were.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. I love it. You guys, for everyone listening, you've been tuned into 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Keep on listening. This is Exposure. Every Wednesday, 6 to 8, you guys keep listening if you want to hear more about Burlington's local music scene. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Come see us at a show.
You're welcome. We'll see you there.
Awesome.
Good night.
Bye.
Make me ask what I'm doing it for.